Audacity. A stern warning for members of cabinet in Castries, St. Lucia: those guilty of corruption will be fired. And more developments on the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. In St. Lucia, Prime Minister Philip J. Pei has vowed to fire members of his cabinet who are guilty of corruption. This pledge comes after the resumption of the Linquest investigation, which promises a forensic audit of alleged misuse of public funds. Here's NBC Prime News.
Prime Minister Philip J. Pei made the promise to fire any cabinet member proven of corruption when asked about the recent resumption of the Linquest investigation. This investigation, first started by the Kenny Anthony administration in 2012, is a forensic audit of the use of public funds and alleged misuses. Pierre, who resumed the investigation, did so, according to him, to keep his administration corruption-free.
I am not prejudging. It's a business of separation of powers. I'm not prejudging. I do not know. I'm not in court. I've said that any minister of mine who is involving corruption, I'm going to fire him. I've said so openly. That's it.
Of particular interest to the public are the fates of present Pierre cabinet members and former UWP ministers, Honorable Richard Frederick and Honorable Stevenson King. At the first initiation of the investigation, both King and Frederick were apparent subjects. However, both King and Frederick have denied that the present investigation will feature them as suspects. King says he's confident that he's not being investigated and that if he is, he has nothing to hide.
I'm not under investigation. Nobody has me under investigation, except if it's a witch hunt. Well, they can go ahead with the witch hunt, they'll find nothing. Okay, so I can present them with all my bank accounts and everything.
Frederick, who also denied his involvement with the investigation, says it is rather the United Workers Party who seeks to sow division within the present cabinet. This, he says, will not work.
You see, right now what UWP is trying desperately to do is to shift the buck. I had nothing to do with the airport. My name is nowhere in that report. Three names, you would understand that there was a CMC report that indicated that there were indictments under seal that came out of that report. And the indictments were against Guy Joseph and Alan Shastley. How Richard Frederick get involved in that? What UWP is saying now, they are trying to throw a cat among the pigeons by saying Kenny Anthony pointed to me, to Mr. Linquist, in hoping he'll get something. So then they're saying that I am involved, but I had nothing to do with airport. I know nothing about airport. I was never involved in the redevelopment of the Uranora International Airport. Now the United Workers Party sees it as fitting, basically to bring myself and Stevenson King into the fray. Why? Because we have done what we had to do in the best interest of the governance of this country, and we no longer see the political arena through the same lenses as them, and that is what is happening now.
In Trinidad on Sunday night, three bandits were killed by police, and the search continues for a fourth suspect following the robbery of a KFC delivery driver in Mayaro. TV6 had this report.
A 41-year-old KFC delivery driver was dispatched to transport an 8-piece combo with fries and biscuits to Mishare Street, Mayaro. But when he got to the location around 8:30 p.m. on Sunday, he was approached by four men of African descent, one posing as a customer and the others wielding a gun, cutlass and knife, who announced a robbery. According to police reports, the driver was relieved of the food, cash and a cell phone before the men took off in the direction of the beach. The police were then contacted. After robbing the delivery driver, the four suspects then made their way across the church street into this abandoned beach house and down this narrow walkway, where it is believed police intercepted the men and a shootout ensued. Bullet holes and a bloodied corner bear testimony to the end three of the suspects faced. The TTPS says the suspects allegedly shot at the officers, and in keeping with the use of force policy, they returned fire in the direction of the men. Three suspects were hit, while the fourth climbed a wall to escape. While police are yet to identify the three deceased suspects, when TV6 News visited Mayaro, friends and relatives identified two of them as 19-year-old Zachary Corey Gilbert and 21-year-old Antonio Mata St. Rose.
In Georgetown, the Guyana Revenue Authority has fired several staffers over license fraud. Guyana News Source has this report.
The Guyana Revenue Authority has dismissed a number of its employees and disciplined others who were fingered in the license sales racket at the agency. The tax collection body said it recently uncovered a number of fraudulent practices involving persons applying for various categories of license and collusion with some of its staff members. In a press statement, the Revenue Authority said stern actions will also be taken against members of the public who collude with its officers to provide services outside of the normal procedures of the Guyana Revenue Authority. It noted in an effort to prevent such practices, the authority is cautioning members of the public against colluding with individuals, including GRA officers, to perpetuate fraud in the course of conducting any transaction. Persons found of such unlawful actions, the GRA said, are liable to a summary conviction, to fines and imprisonment.
2 years after the volcanic eruption in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Roads, Building and the General Services Authority is reportedly seeing more damage to roofs, which is causing seemingly never-ending repairs. That's according to its Chief Executive Officer of BRAGSA, Kem Bartholomew, who spoke about his observations at the launch of the volcanic ash block-making ceremony recently. BRAGSA's CEO is encouraging all Vincentians to properly clean their roofs. More on that from SVG TV News.
It's as we continue to repair the homes, and as time goes on, and when the rain falls, we see roofs that we thought were good showing leaks. And we see some leaks here. Because one thing that was observed is that the ash itself, the ash dust, seemed to be a catalyst for corrosion. And therefore, our repair program in repairing house roof is one that is continuing. That's why it's so extensive. Because now we are seeing more and more roofs are being discolored, even government institutions. So this leaking problem that we're experiencing is something that we think that is not going to go away anytime soon. Extensive repairs. And it's important for persons with their private homes to do their checks, because if the dust is not flushed from your roof, you will be seeing corrosion of your sheeting.
The question is being asked of Canada, why does the country want to bring in 1.5 million immigrants by 2025? The North American country reminded in November why Caribbean immigrants are needed in Canada. And recently it urged Jamaicans that they're welcome to emigrate to Canada. According to BBC News in Toronto, Canada is betting big on immigration to fill the gap in its economy left by aging baby boomers leaving the workforce. But not everyone is on board with bringing in so many people from abroad. The federal government has announced an aggressive plan to take in 500,000 immigrants a year by 2025, with almost 1.5 million new immigrants coming to the country over the next 3 years. This plan would see Canada welcome about 8 times the number of permanent residents each year per population than the UK, and 4 times more than its southern neighbor, the United States. But a recent poll shows that there is also anxiety about welcoming in so many newcomers. Immigration already accounts for practically of all the country's labor force growth, and by 2032, it is expected to account for all of the country's population growth too, according to a government news release. Earlier, the government announced that by 2025, they hope to bring in 500,000 new immigrants a year, up about 25% from 2021 numbers. But that does not mean that there are no immigration concerns. In recent years, an influx of migrants at the US border has caused some controversy, and the emergence of a new fringe right-wing party in 2018, the People's Party of Canada, kept the topic in the national conversation in the lead-up to the 2019 federal election. And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.